In a heart attack, a person would have a discomfort in their chest or in their arms or their neck. Most people describe it as kind of a squeezing or a dull, aching pain. They might be short of breath. They might be nauseated. They might break out into a sweat. They might feel very weak. The symptoms are more classic in men than they are in women. Women don't experience heart attacks the same way men do. And so they often go undiagnosed. And that's one thing we've discovered is many times we miss a heart attack in women because they don't feel or perceive the pain or articulate the pain the same the way a man does. And most of our symptoms over the years, because of the fact that men were mostly doctors, most of the symptoms that are they're in writing describing problems are described from the male point of view. And we're starting to learn that women, in fact, perceive medical problems and articulate them differently. And we're starting to recognize more and more of the problems that they have, because now we're starting to recognize them. A woman might have no pain whatsoever. She might not express any discomfort at all. The only symptom you might get from her is that she feels weak or that she's having a little trouble catching her breath. And we found heart problems starting to develop in women as young as in their late 40s, early 50s. And in a lot of cases, you'd kind of dismiss that as a dizzy spell, or she feels a little weak, or maybe she's going to faint. And in fact, she's having a heart attack. And now that we can do the 12-lead EKGs, and we can actually look at the heart to see what's going on, we're starting to realize that there's a difference between the way they're describing it and what's really happening. But time is very important, because that heart muscle can be saved. The quicker they can get into the catheterization room where they can open that vessel back up, then the more likely that person is going to survive. So we do the EKG, we transmit that to the hospital, and we let them know that we're coming, and they activate that team while we're on the way. And in some cases, we don't even stop in the emergency room. We go right through the emergency room into the catheterization lab, and the doctor just starts working on the heart from that point.